June 30th, 1938. How true love wants to find itself in a loved one. How our Lord formed many lives to let himself be found. R. Field. How knowledge opens all the doors between God and the creature. My poor mind is under the empire of the fiat, which, pulling it to itself, makes it follow all it did for love of the creatures. While I was following the acts of redemption, my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness told me, daughter of my will, my love feels the need to open up to one who loves me, and confide to her my most intimate secrets. True love has this virtue of breaking any secret, because it wants to find in the loved one anything it possesses, its own love, its own joys, its same qualities. Love wants to find itself in a loved one. No, my daughter, as I came on earth, my love never gave me rest. As soon as I was conceived, I began to form many ways that served to help the creatures to come to me. As I was forming these ways, I stretched them, but I did not detach myself from them. I remained as the center from which each of them started. Therefore, every act, word, thought and step were ways of light, sanctity, love, virtue and heroism that I was forming so that, in every act the creature does, she might find the way to come to me. At the head of these innumerable ways I put my will as queen, while I put myself in waiting at every crossroad to receive her in my arms. But many times I wait in vain. My love does not give me peace or rest, so I put myself on her way in order to reach her, at least halfway. And if I find her, I invest the act of the creature so I myself become her act in her way. Then, with exuberant love, I cover her, hiding her in my love. I cover her with my very acts, to the extent that I find myself in her, and I carry her to keep her safe in the arms of my will. Therefore, every thought of the creature has the way to my thought. Every word, every work has the way of my works, thoughts and steps. If she suffers, she has the way and life of my sufferings. If she wants to love me, she has the way of my love. I surrounded creatures with so many of my ways that they can't escape me. And if someone does escape me, I become delirious, I run, I fly, to reach him. I stop only when I find him and I enclose him in my ways so as not to let him go again. My coming on the earth has been nothing other than the outpouring of my love, repressed for many centuries. It was for this love, reaching excesses, that I formed a new creation, even overcoming it, in the variety of my works and the intensity of my love. But my love is still repressed, and to vent it, I want to give my will's life, to give creatures the greatest good I can give, and to receive the great glory of having the children of my will in our kingdom. As the creature enters our will, our joy is such that she gives us the field on which to repeat in her all we have done in the creation and redemption. Our love wants to see in action, as if they were being created, heaven stretching out, the sun resplendent of light, the winds blowing continuously within those who live in our will, waves of grace and love, seas murmuring love, glory, adoration to their Creator. In action, my will repeats the descent of the Word, and my will is the repeater of all that my humanity did in the creature. So we remain always in the act of operating in her. We never stop, because nothing can possibly be missing in the one living in our will. Our very acts will be our throne, our court and the very life of the creature. Our love for her seems almost unbelievable. We are all eyes over her, to see whether she is enclosing all and how many times. Because we love her too much, we keep repeating our operating act, placing new beauty and new sanctity over the masterpieces we've done for her. We like to give to her always, keeping her busy under the reign of our operating acts, to give her the occasion to receive more love and to love us more. Therefore, live always in our will, and you will feel in it the continuous outpouring of our love, our operating act that not only will repeat our works in action, but will also add new things to astonish heaven and earth. After this, he added, my daughter, Everybody lives in my will. If they did not, they just wouldn't find a space in which to live. But, who feels our divine life? Who feels surrounded by our sanctity? Who feels the joy of being touched by our creative hands to be embellished from our very beauty? Who feels drowned inside our love? The one who wants to live in our will. Not the one who is there by necessity of creation, merely because of our immensity that involves everything and everyone. These creatures are there without knowing us, like real usurpers of our goods. Like disloyal, ungrateful, degenerate children of their father. Because they do not know us, they do not love us. They cannot find in themselves a place for our sanctity, our love. Their souls are incapable of receiving our ever-increasing beauty. They give us nothing, not even our rights as creator, and while they live together in our divine sea, they are as if far away from us. By not knowing us, they build the bars, they shut the doors, they have broken any communication between them and us. It is knowledge that is the first joining link between them and us. It is wanting to live in our will that takes away the bars and opens the doors, to let them come into our arms and delight with us. It is loving us that makes us pour rivers of our love and graces, to the point of covering them with our divine qualities. Without the knowledge, we cannot give anything, neither can they receive. One who lives in our will, instead knows us. As she enters it, she gives her kiss to her daddy, she hugs us and surrounds us with her little love, so we give her our seas of love, and she exchanges her kisses with all heaven. We can say that the celebrations are open between us, between heaven and earth. We ourselves call her blessed and we tell her, "You are the most happy and fortunate creature, because you live in our love, covered by our arms and under the reign of our graces."